This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome back to another episode of the Tune In With Dev podcast, where we talk mental health, motivation, and just being the best version of yourself one episode at a time. My name is Dev, and welcome to the podcast. I'm humble, appreciated, grateful, thankful for everybody who tunes in. If it's your first time, if it's your last time, I thank y'all. Salute, no matter what. I hope that something that you hear or see from this podcast, if you're watching on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts, whichever the platform it is, that you gain some type of like knowledge or some type of understanding better in your life that you can take going forward. Like, have you ever felt stuck and you just been in a rut and you just feel down and you just feel like you can't get anything accomplished? Well, today, this episode 11, we're going to be talking about how to get out of that slump and then also staying motivated and disciplined, which is a big thing as far as in the motivation is the discipline of staying on track and keep going with the, you know, the goal oriented things that you want to do, or if it's just something small, something that you just want to like start doing daily or weekly. By the end of this episode, you'll walk away with simple but practical steps to help reset your mind, regain control as far as motivation, and just being able to continue to push through and use those steps to help you stay motivated and, you know, on track. Like I said, this is episode 11, and we keep pushing along. We got the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. Who y'all got in the Super Bowl, man? I ain't gonna lie, I'm a Cowboys fan. Do I have anything Cowboys up here? No, I don't have anything Cowboys up here, but I'm a Cowboys fan, and I don't like the Eagles, and I know a lot of Eagles fans, so hopefully the Chiefs win. I know it's a three-peat. I know. I know they cheat with the refs, and it's just a lot of that, but I just can't have any, you know, Eagles fans talking mess or talking crap to me because I'm a Cowboys fan, and I'm tired of hearing it. So let's go Chiefs. Let's go Chiefs. Let's go Chiefs, and I can show is, you know, if y'all were in fantasy football, you know, got the trophy this year, 2022 and 2024. So, let me know if y'all won y'all's fantasy league in the comments. Hey, let me know. But back to the regularly scheduled programming, episode 11, get ready, strap in, get in your seats. Hey, put your headphones in, relax. If you're at work, in your car, at home, with your girl, wherever you at, whoever you with, hey, sit back, relax, and get ready to tune in with Dev. The big question is how to get out of a mental slump. Man, that can range from a lot of different things. It can be from self-doubt. It can be from, you know, not feeling like you're going to make it, or any goals that you have that you're going to be able to achieve them. It can just be stuck in a routine of doing the same thing every single week. And common signs, if you don't know what they would feel like, would be procrastination, low energy, not feeling like you want to do it, you don't have any motivation, and you just kind of feel like everything you have to do, it seems like a task, and it's like, oh, it's like dreadful, you don't want to do it. And I'm going to give y'all three simple, I'm going to give y'all three, because five is too many, but I'm going to give y'all three of the main things to get out of that mental slump. Number one, move your body. You can't just sit there and try to get out of it in your mental. Your mind moves after your body moves. When your body's moving, your mind's going to start moving. It's going to start jogging. It's going to start getting ideas. You're going to start finding out different ways that you can get different ideas by just moving and walking around. So that's step one. Just move around when you're trying to think of things to get out of your rut. Number two is change your environment. If you've been sitting in your room, laying in bed, at home, man, go outside. Get some fresh air. Look at the sky. Go to the park. Go on a drive just with the windows down. Just thinking, you know what I'm saying? Like, a change of environment is a really big, helpful tool that I even use myself, as far as like when I can't think of any ideas for content or videos for the podcast or topics or anything like that. I go on a walk with my dog, you know, just try to figure out different ways to come up with different ideas in different environments. And the third one is to take a small step, a tiny step in the right direction. A lot of times the procrastination, all the self-doubt and all that stops you from even starting. So do something small. Like an example, if you want to stream a video game, create a Twitch, Kick, YouTube, whatever it is that you need to do it, create an account. Do something small like that. You know, watch a couple streamers. You know, don't even have to start doing it. Just watch them. If you want to be a photographer, you don't even have to buy a camera. Look up YouTube videos. Use your phone, your iPhone. Everybody has an iPhone. Use your iPhone. If you want to paint, go to Walmart, buy a paintbrush, the little cheap ones, little paint canvases, and start doing that. Watch videos, anything like that. Just small little steps that you can get pushed in the right direction is going to help you, you know, get started on that roller coaster that you're about to embark on to get to the dreams and goals and aspirations that you want to get to. And right now, I mean, if you're a person that likes to, you know, have that kinetic energy of moving and not just sitting there, stand up right now, close your eyes, and just visualize what you want to, you know, accomplish as far as a goal or anything like that. Take a deep breath in, hold it for 5 seconds, and then release it. And then right there, like, don't you feel like you're, you know, right there already, your mind is already kind of starting jogging, and, you know, you're coming up with ideas in your head already. But little things like that, little experiments like that can help you find out what works for you. Everybody has their own thing. Not everything's going to work for everybody. Now we're on to the secret of staying disciplined. This right here is where a lot of people, including myself, 100% lack. Very, very low. Very, very low energy in this. Staying disciplined. Everybody can get motivated. Everybody can be like, oh, it's New Year's, I'm going to the gym. But that motivation can only last so long. So when that motivation runs out, you need the discipline in here to keep you going. To keep you, you know, honest, to keep you on top, on your toes, to keep you, you know, to keep you motivated. And that discipline is going to help you when you are and when you're not motivated. To where I can compare it to, motivation is like a spark of a fire. It can start and it can go out really fast. But the discipline is what keeps the fire going. It keeps that fire with the, you know, it's kind of like a lighter fluid. You keep adding, and it's going to keep the fire going. The big mistake that people, you know, encounter is they try to wait until they feel motivated to start doing things. And that's where the discipline kind of kicks in. You have to be able to kind of push yourself to start doing something so that way your motivation can kick in, because it won't always kick in. If you always wait until your motivation is the source of you doing something, you may never do it just because of procrastination and not feeling like you want to do it. And I gave you 3 keys prior, and now I'm going to give you 3 more, but this is for staying disciplined. Number 1, set non-negotiable habits, like things that once you have those, there's no debate. You're going to do them. You are going to do it. Let's say you wake up in the morning, you do 25 push-ups. You have to have the non-negotiables, 25 push-ups before bed, 10 jumping jacks, eat a banana, like little small things that make you feel like you got a W for the day. Number 2, reduce the resistance. That's why I said make it easy. So that way there's no like, I don't feel like doing it. That's kind of hard. These little 10, 25 push-ups, jumping jacks, eating banana, anything small like that is so easy to do and so very minimal that you won't contradict yourself and be like, I don't feel like doing it today. And number 3 is reward progress. If you do the smallest thing, bro, give yourself a round of applause, pat on the back, treat yourself to something. Just allow yourself to celebrate the small victories, because we get so caught up in only the big victories, we forget the small things, they do add up. Like, what's one small thing that you can commit to today, like during this podcast? What is one thing that you could think of that you can add to your daily, weekly regimen that you can add that is going to help you stay motivated and disciplined that you can add right now? It can be something super small. Like I'm saying, like me, it's 25, 50 push-ups before bed. And that's what I like to do. That's what I'm trying to hold myself to as far as something small that I can do prior before bed. And like I said, don't wait until you feel motivated all the time, because that will hold you back from a lot of opportunities, a lot of success, a lot of things that you want in life. And that doesn't come around very often, the opportunities that you can receive. So, man, just have that discipline and kind of push yourself, make yourself do something that you kind of don't want to do. Not saying something that you truly don't want to do, but you don't have the energy to do. Like, if you don't feel like going to the gym, guess what you can do? You can go into the living room, go to YouTube on your TV or on your phone, at-home workout. It's little things like that to where it can set you up for a long way, because something small is way better than nothing at all. And if this episode helped you in any way as far as anything that you're going through in life, anything that can help you, motivate you, help you with discipline, let me know in the comments. Let me know, you know, I just like to hear feedback, some type of feedback as far as if anything is making sense or clicking in the audiences, the viewers, the support, the support's ears. And I just want to say thank y'all, man. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. You don't have to, but you choose to. And thank y'all for the first and last time listeners. I don't know if you can see Milo. He says hi. And remember, it's always progress over perfection. Keep tuning in. Keep trying. Keep going. And tune in for the next time with Dev. Thank y'all. Peace.